What is body clock? Body time matters in almost every phase of your life. It's especially essential in keeping you healthy. The time of day you take your medication can affect how well the medicine works and whether there will be side effects. The time of day you take diagnostic tests, blood tests, urine tests, even your blood pressure can make a change in what results the test shows. Scientists have calculated that the body's internal clock works on a cycle of 24 hours and 11 minutes. Previous studies had concluded that the body clock worked on a 25-hour period that shortened with age. But a recent study by Dr. Charles Seisler found both older and younger healthy people share the same circadian period of a little more than 24 hours. This is despite the fact that older people tend to wake up earlier. The study of the body and time has been going on for many years. Way back in 1735, an astronomer in Paris noticed the way a plant responded to morning and night. He wondered if it was the light that caused the responses, and to find out, locked the plant in a dark closet. Much to his surprise, despite the lack of sunlight, the plant still raised its leaves in the morning and lowered them at night. Your body clock and rhythmic cycles affect so many things. Exercise and sports, for instance. Should you exercise in the morning or later in the day? When you exercise, and the type of exercise, can make a difference on how well or how poorly you sleep. How our bodies handle food is also governed by when we eat, and the food we eat has an influence, again, on how well we sleep. Your body clock affects not only your physical reactions, but your mental ability as well, and can explain a lot of mood swings. Body's pacemaker. In humans, the circadian pacemaker controls a number of body functions and interacts with the mechanisms controlling sleep. For most people, studies show that the pressure to sleep builds up throughout the day and peaks around 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. At this time, the body's temperature starts to drop and lowers about 1 degree during sleep. As it starts to rise around 4 a.m., the likelihood of waking increases. In addition, the pineal gland produces and secretes the chemical melatonin at high levels during the night. A number of factors can affect melatonin secretion, especially many common medications and light. For example, a lamp turned off at bedtime can affect the stimulation of the pineal gland, and sunrise triggers the chemical process that enables a person to begin waking up.